This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Lindfer.
And this is your Nish Valley. Hope you had a great Christmas.
I did. How about you?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Chance to visit family and friends and have some good food.
Yeah.
Exchange a few gifts. We don't do a lot of gift exchanging. The gifts are mostly for the kids.
Yeah.
Otherwise, for the rest of us, it's just the chance to kind of play catch up a little bit.
Sit back, relax, snack.
Yeah.
It's taking me still a while yet to get out of my snacking mode.
Between Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it's just 2 days. That's all. 2 days in the grand scheme of things. But it'll probably take me about 2 weeks to get rid of what I gained those 2 days. It's just tough.
Oh, but it was all so good.
Of course, and it's also all that stuff we've had sitting around for weeks and weeks and weeks during the Christmas season. We kind of get that start at Thanksgiving. Actually, really, take it back to Halloween for some. A little bit of candy kind of gets you started and get you in the habit. And the next thing you know, you're sitting down for Thanksgiving meal and you're stretching that stomach out. And as soon as Thanksgiving is over, all the candy and cookies and stuff. And, oh, boy. You know, my mom, when we got up to visit my folks, my mom had all kinds of cookies and stuff and little covered pretzels and... Oh, boy.
And fudge.
Fudge. And she had those little peanut butter cookies with the chocolate drops in the middle.
Love those.
And I mean, every time you turn around, it was a big thing of Chex Mix and just tons and tons of the stuff.
It's all sitting out ready
and
for you to just.
But nobody's there anymore. It's just her and Dad. Why do you cook all this stuff? Why do you make all this stuff? Well, because she knows everybody's coming.
Yeah.
Habits are hard to get out of. I mean, I appreciate the fact that she did it, but I'm paying for it now.
Yeah.
If it's there, you got to eat it, right?
Well, yeah, why not?
Well, it's time to move forward after Christmas to a certain extent, but I did want to share one thing here, too, and I appreciate this getting sent in. A few weeks ago, we were talking a little bit about the 12 days of Christmas, you know, the one of the favorite Christmas ditties, and we talked about how much they cost.
Oh, yes.
If you actually were going to go out and buy all the things that are listed in the 12 days of Christmas. I got a note here from Alice Brown. She mailed this in to me, and she just said, Dear Jim, one Sunday I heard you talk about the 12 days of Christmas. I remember there was a hidden reason behind them, and she sent an article along that was in a newsletter explaining the song, and I had heard this story before. I was aware of this. I've read it at other places, but I didn't have it handy, but she provided me with this. I appreciate her doing that. It says, there's one Christmas carol that's always baffled. What in the world do leaping lords, French hens, swimming swans, and especially the partridge who won't come out of that pear tree have to do with Christmas? Well, this person writes, recently I received an email that explained it. From 1558 until 1829, Roman Catholics in England were not permitted to practice their faith openly. So during that era, someone wrote this carol as a catechism song for young Catholics. It has two levels of meaning. On the surface, it has a surface meaning plus a hidden meaning that's known only to members of the church. Each element in the carol has a code word for a religious reality which the children could then remember. So here they are. The partridge in a pear tree was Jesus Christ.
I guess that one.
On a cross, which would be the tree. So yeah, Jesus Christ, the partridge in a pear tree, two turtle doves. Those were the Old and New Testaments. Three French hens stood for faith, hope, and love. Also, four calling birds, the four Gospels. Also, five golden rings that recalled the Torah, or law, the first five books of the Old Testament. Six geese a-laying stood for the 6 days of creation. Seven swans a-swimming was to represent the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit, prophecy, serving, teaching, exhortation, giving, leadership, and mercy. And then eight maids of milking were for the eight Beatitudes. The nine ladies dancing were the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, which include love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, which none of us practiced anywhere near food during the course of the Christmas holiday season. The ten lords a-leaping were for the ten commandments.
Oh my gosh, that's awful.
Put a big F on that paper. The 11 pipers piping stood for the 11 faithful disciples. And then the 12 drummers drumming symbolized the 12 points of belief in the Apostles' Creed. So that's a little history lesson for you there, as you won't hear it so much anymore. But from now on, when you hear that, then you understand exactly what... Because it is a kind of a strange Christmas carol if you don't understand the hidden meaning. It's, I mean, seriously, it's like six geese a-laying, seven swans a-swimming, eight
who
maids
wants that
of
anyways?
Milking, nine ladies dancing. What is this? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. But it's a, you know, it's a sing-along kind of a thing. It's an easy little ditty, but yeah, the hidden meaning behind it. So now you know the next time that comes up. So with that, we'll close out Christmas, right? Move forward with other things. There are plenty of other things going on here in the Nishnavalli as well. And I did notice a few other things, too. You know how society is kind of changing? Everything's digital nowadays.
Yes.
I mean, my parents didn't even have a checking account. A checking account until I was in high school. Now you can't get by if you're
not... You can't do anything without that, at least.
Oh, you've got to have everything logged in a PayPal account and whatever else, so you can buy stuff here, there, and everywhere. I mean, it's amazing how everything is seems to be tied to smartphones and iPads and stuff like that these days. I noticed an article the other day that came from the Iowa Department of Transportation. You remember getting your driver's license?
Oh, yes.
Remember that test you had to take
at
the DOT or wherever you did? We didn't take it to the DOT. Well, yeah, we did take it to the DOT. We had classes in school and stuff, and we learned awesome. But then we had to go down there and take the test.
Right.
We didn't have to do the driving test because we did that through school. But the written test had to be taken at the DOT office. Remember how you had to study for the written test? Remember you had the little booklets and stuff and go through, and you'd try to figure out, okay, what's going to be important? What are they really going to ask you about?
Yeah.
And then you'd get there and find out that everything you studied for was wrong.
Yeah.
Did you pass it the first time?
Gosh, I don't think I did. I think it took me two times.
I'd be honest, I didn't pass it the first time. In fact, none of my friends, I don't know anybody, and none of the folks that I knew at that time, my friends, none of us passed it the first time.
Really?
For one simple reason. We really didn't study. Because we figured, it's driving, how tough can this be? I mean, seriously? I mean, we only had to take the, I take that back. We had to take that test when we were 14 to get our learner's permit.
Yep.
To get our, we had driver's education in school, and we did all the driving and everything there. Once we passed that, then we just went down to the DOT and showed them that, and then they upgraded our permit to our actual driver's license.
Hmm.
So we didn't take it at 16. We did it at 14 just to get the permit. And like I said, we were guys. We thought we could figure it out.
Oh, I know everything. Huh?
I don't need to study. So we didn't bother. You know, we just went down there. How tough could it be? A stop sign? Sure, I know what that looks like. No problem. Anyway, now... No more little book. Well, you can get the little booklets and stuff, but now they have an Iowa driver test for iPad. You can the Iowa DOT now has released a new app called the Iowa Driver Test for iPad. It's kind of a practice test exam that you can that you have to take to get your driver's license. So, you know, if you're going to get your driver's license, you could take that in practice.
Okay.
You have to take the test anyway to get it going. So they developed, it says, in partnership with Iowa Interactive, the iPad app was created to assist Iowans to be safe drivers and provide the foundation necessary for applicants to successfully complete the knowledge test. The app generates 15 questions randomly chosen from among 69 that are actually included in the real knowledge test that's given at any Iowa driver's license station. So you can repeat the test as often as you like. Each new test generates a different set of 15 questions, and the app will track a user's high scores. Now, it's not just for teens. They say it's great for experienced drivers as well. So you can take the quiz just for fun or as a refresher to see if you're as smart as a 14-year-old. Are you smarter than a 14-year-old? Which is the youngest age in which someone in Iowa can get an instruction permit to drive. So, yeah, the DOT director, Mark Lowe, says the Motor Vehicle Division Director, he says it might not be as easy as you think. Iowa's traffic laws are always changing, and it's likely there'll be a question or two that can stump even the most seasoned driver.
Hmm.
Are you going to run right out and download it now? No.
Maybe. Like, would I actually pass it now? I don't know.
Are you kidding me? That's the only thing I'm ever scared of, because remember the days when they used to send you a card when your driver's license was going to expire?
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Your license is about to expire, so stop on by and see us. You know, yeah, they don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So now you're just kind of on your own. Isn't that your worst nightmare, that you're just going to one day just pull your driver's license, because you never look at
like,
it.
Like, oh, no.
And you're going to pull it out one day and look at it and think, it expired last year.
I better
have to
check mine now.
Now I have to go take the test.
Yeah. I had somebody actually on Facebook just today had said that how lucky am I? And they're like, okay, why? What was your good day or whatever? And he said, I almost had to take the driving test today. I was almost that far past my driver's driver's license. I'm like, geez, I don't know what I would do if I had to take the test again. I don't know. Like, all the new stuff, I'd hope I would pass.
I just don't want
to
find
out. I know. It's a little scary. I mean, it'd be embarrassing if I had to happen to fail it.
Mine expires on my next birthday.
Oh, no kidding.
I know that. I've got it already marked down.
You're already. I am not going
to
be late, huh?
You know, the last time I had to get my driver's license, the last time it expired, I was actually traveling after my birthday had happened. You know, you get, 60 days after?
Something like that.
I guess 34 and 60. Yeah, it's something like that. Anyway, you get a certain grace period after your license, typically, you know, after your birth date. And it's a grace period. It's no big deal. But I tell you what, I'll give you a helpful hint. Don't fly thinking you can use it.
Even though
it's still valid as a driver's license, if it's past your birthday, it's apparently not valid as ID.
Wow.
I was flying. I was in Washington, D.C., and we were flying back. It was no problem leaving Omaha, but coming back home in Washington, you know, when you get out your boarding pass and they want to see your ID and they match them up, they looked at it and they said, well, your ID's expired. I said, well, no, it's really not, because we have a 60 or whatever day grace period afterward. Well, I don't care about that. That's to drive. As an ID, this is expired. And anyway, after a lot of talking and visiting, and I'm sure they were just trying to pull rank.
Oh, yeah.
You know, show you who's boss. But they made me go through a special line where I had to go through this special machine which shot air on me and stuff, whatever else. I don't know what that was all for. But
thanks.
Let's goof with this guy for a while. But I'm just telling you.
Try and teach you a lesson.
It might still be good as a driver license. It's not good as ID.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
I didn't either. I never gave it a thought. So if your driver's license is expiring and you're planning on flying shortly after that, after your birthday, make sure you renew it before you go. Yeah, because otherwise you could run into some problems. I'm just telling you, it wasn't
it's
fun.
It's a good heads up.
I was afraid I wasn't going to get to come
get
home.
Get back home, yeah.
I was afraid I was going to get stranded. So
what would you do?
Don't run the risk.
Yeah.
It's a long walk.
Yeah, from D.C., yeah.
Yeah, not much fun. So, but you could do it on the iPad now. If you have to take the driver test, do it on the iPad. Or if you just want to figure it out, update yourself on all the rules and regs, do it on the iPad.
Yeah.
Everything's on an iPad now.
It is.
Whatever happened to a paper and a piece of pen, or a piece of paper and a pencil?
One of my friends before school started said that the number 2 pencil was on their list for their kids to get. And they were thinking, really, they still make those?
Like, oh, no.
You know, even she didn't know.
Remember the number?
Actually still use them.
I can remember back in the day when the number 2 pencils, the last thing you wanted was those recycled ones. You want a real wooden pencil.
Yeah, because those were like really soft.
Oh, they were junk. They were.
I know what you're talking about.
And they bend. Yeah, it was
need
awful.
The yellow number 2.
They were terrible. And when it came time to do tests where you had to fill in the blanks and stuff, the teachers wanted to make sure we had real
really
wooden
dark,
pencils.
Yeah.
Don't be using those recycled ones because they don't darken it
quite
as much.
Fill in as well, yeah.
You run the risk of getting it wrong if it doesn't read right. And yeah, that's a flashback to our old grade school days, huh? The number 2 pencil.
Yep.
All right, we're how's it go? We're low tech people in a high tech world.
Yeah, just trying to survive.
Just trying to get by. Hey, tell us about what's going on.
All right, well, you still have a few more days to see the Jack Beard Christmas light display. That is still open until January 1st, from dark until 11 p.m. And that's located north of Red Oak. To get there from Red Oak, you will drive north on Highway 48 to H-12, and then turn left. And drive about 3 miles west and then turn left again onto E Avenue. There is no charge to view the display, but donations are accepted. So that's still going on now through January 1st. The Country View Golf and Grill in Avoca. They're having a New Year's Eve party, and that's at 7 p.m. following a family fireworks show on December 31st. The event is sponsored by the Neighborhood Strengthening Program of the Pottawatomie County Community Foundation and the Country View Golf and Grill. That's the Country View Golf and Grill in Avoca, their New Year's Eve party at 7, and that follows the family fireworks show that's on December 31st. Just a reminder, the deadline is coming up for the Master Gardeners if you want to sign up. The deadline is January 4th, and classes will be held at the Cass County Extension Office in Atlantic. The first session will be Tuesday, January 15th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., and that will be then on each consecutive Tuesday through March 19th. The cost for the entire program is $150. Again, registrations must be turned into the Cass County Extension Office by January 4th to make sure they have the materials available for the first training session. You can contact the Extension Office at 243-1132. So that's the Master Gardeners. You need to get that registration sent in by January 4th to sign up. Join the Cass County Conservation staff at Atlantic Shelburne Quarry on January 5th. They'll be giving 10-minute presentations regarding the trumpeter swans. They'll do that every half hour, and that starts at 11 a.m., and then the last one will be at 2. There'll also be some time to view the swans through spotting scopes. You can also witness random swan feeding sessions. They'll have hot chocolate, cookies, grilled hot dogs, and some other snacks provided free of charge, with donations being accepted, and that would go for the swan care. The Shelburne Quarry is located on the northwest edge of Atlantic on the north side of Highway 83. And if the weather is bad or the swans are not at the quarry, that will be held at the Atlantic Public Library from noon until 1, and they'll have a light lunch available. The event is being sponsored by the Cass County Conservation Board, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and the Atlantic Public Library. And also, the Cass County Conservation has teamed up with Atlantic's Orchland store to help feed the trumpeter swans. You can buy a bag of whole cleaned corn at the registers now until January 31st, and the Orchland staff will put it aside for the trumpeter swans, and it takes 4 bags to fill the feeder, so they're just asking you to help them fill that feeder. So that those 10-minute presentations are held at the Atlantic Shelburne Quarry on January 5th, and that's from 11 to 2. A spaghetti supper and dance will be held on January 5th. That's from 5 to 7 for a free donation while food lasts. Then from 7 to 10, there'll be a dance with music by B&B Music for a free donation also, and that will be held at the Eagles Lounge. All proceeds from that will go to the Cass County Relay for Life Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center Silver Slippers team. At the spaghetti supper and dance on January 5th, spaghetti supper is from 5 to 7, and then the dance is from 7 to 10, and that's at the Eagles Lounge in Atlantic. Coming up, we've got some blood drives in Griswold. It will be held on January 8th from 8:30 to 2:30 at the Griswold High School, and also in Harlan on January 8th from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Veterans Memorial Building. Carson's 1880 Farmstead is holding their annual meeting on January 8th at 7 p.m. That will be held in the Shelby Community Building in Shelby. For those wishing to renew or just to begin a new membership, the membership forms are available on the organization's webpage, and memberships can be paid on January 8th during the annual meeting, or they can also be mailed to Carson's 1880 Farmstead. That address is P.O. Box 302 in Shelby 51570. Red Cross Blood Drive will be held in Atlantic on January 10th. That is from noon into 6 p.m. at the Atlantic Catholic Parish Center. Then on January 11th, a Red Cross Blood Drive will be held in Carson. That is from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Carson Community Center. Over in Audubon, the Audubon County Crime Stoppers Soup Supper will be held on January 12th at the Memorial Building in Audubon. That's from 5 to 7, and they'll be serving some good soups. They'll be serving chili and oyster and vegetable beef soup. Also, they'll also have some sandwiches, bars, and drinks to go along with that. A cost is $7 for adults, and then $3 for kids 12 and under, and then preschoolers are free. Supplemental funds will be provided by the Thrive at Financial for Lutherans. So make sure you get over to that soup supper for the Audubon County Crime Stoppers. Their soup supper is on January 12th at the Memorial Building in Audubon, and that is from 5 to 7. Some more Red Cross blood drives in Exira on January 14th from noon to 6. That's at the Exira Recreational Center, and then also over in Red Oak on January 14th from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Red Oak YMCA. Then following on Tuesday, January 15th, another Red Cross blood drive will be held in Atlantic. That's again January 15th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that will be held at Molly's on West Highway 83. Then in Elkhorn, also on January 15th from 11:30 to 5:30, and that one will be held at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church.
Very good. Lots of stuff. Well, we need to take a break. You want to send us into it?
What now?
Not paying attention?
I was throwing away my papers. You caught me off guard.
I caught you off guard? Okay.
Yes. You do it.
I was going to say, we're going to a break. Like, would you like to send us into it?
What?
What? Sure. Yeah, why not? Okay, let's take a break.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
Would you like to bring us out of commercial?
Jim, what do you have for us?
Hey, excellent. You've been paying attention.
I'm here. Yay. Present.
Well, just a few other things here yet coming up here in the area. The Westphalia Volunteer Fire Department will have their annual New Year's Eve dinner. It's on New Year's Eve. Go figure.
Go figure.
Monday, December 31st, serving from 5 until 9 p.m. at the St. Boniface Parish Center in Westphalia. You'll have your choice of ribeye or chicken breast. Oh, that's no choice. Ribeye or chicken breast. $15 per person. You can get your tickets at the door, or you can get them from the Westphalia Clubhouse. And that's, of course, sponsored by the Westphalia Volunteer Fire Department. That's Monday, December 31st, 5 to 9 p.m. Good way to start your whatever activities you're going to do on the New Year's Eve.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you make a big deal out of New Year's Eve, or have you outgrown that by now?
Last year we kind of just got together with some friends. Wyatt was just a little tiny, well, not tiny, but he was just a little.
He was never tiny.
Yeah, he was a little baby, so it was kind of had a, you know, just a small little get together. So yeah. Not sure what we're doing this year yet.
Yeah, we did enough stupid when we were young.
Yeah, that's
no sense in doing that anymore.
Yeah, the huge bar scene isn't really us anymore either.
That's
so
not it's too dangerous for a lot of reasons.
Yes,
the Audubon County Banquet and Auction is coming up here pretty quickly. Actually, Saturday, January the 5th. At the St. Patrick's Parish Center. They'll have social time at 6 o'clock with dinner at 6:30, and the main entree for dinner is grilled smoked pork loin, catered by Two Palms Grilling. Sounds good. $16.50 is the cost for tickets per person. There'll be a 50-50 donation. There'll be an auction. They have the Citizen of the Year and other awards to hand out. All of Audubon County is invited to attend. You can get your tickets at the Audubon State Bank, at Landman's Bank, at Audubon Foods, at the ACED Audubon Chamber of Commerce, or any of the directors as well of the Chamber of Commerce. And you can get that also at the offices there, ACED, Audubon Chamber of Commerce. That's the Audubon County Economic Development / Audubon Chamber of Commerce office. It's probably easier if I say the whole thing, yeah, rather than trying to spell it out. Apparently spelling's not my strong suit today. Saturday, January 5th, again, that's at St. Patrick's Parish Center. Always a good time. They have a good crowd for that, and they hope to have another one here too. Also, if you haven't registered yet, if you're interested, I know gardening isn't the first thing on your mind when you look outside and see the snow and the trees that are bare and everything else, but if gardening is something that you enjoy and maybe you'd like to maybe take it a step further, you can become a trained Iowa Master Gardener this year. Classes begin Tuesday, January 15th at the Cass County Extension Office, but you have to have your registration turned in by noon on Monday, January 7th to avoid a late fee. So if you're going to get on that, do it very soon. You can find out a lot more in exchange for all of that training. You have to provide 40 hours of service in your local community to help others out as well. So the first session, Tuesday evening, January 15th, it's a three-hour session. They'll continue on consecutive Tuesdays through March 19th, so you have to have that time available. There'll be three Thursday evening sessions held as well, and then one Saturday in February that'll be spent on the ISU campus for some hands-on training in the horticulture department. And cost for the program, entire program, is $150 per person. So if you'd like to do that, and a lot of folks have done that over time, they really enjoy it. Oh, really?
Yeah, loves it.
So if you want to do that, get on board right away so you can enjoy that as well.
Yeah.
I see you've got the birthday list out.
Yep. Over in Exira at the Exira Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Verna Christensen on December 28th, and also to Lorraine Hoy celebrating her birthday on December 31st. In Audubon at the Friendship Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Daisy Schmidt celebrating her birthday on December 31st.
Very good. Well, we're just about ready to toss the calendar in the garbage again and set up a new one here for 2013.
It's going to take me a while to get used to writing 2013 on things.
2013. I never dreamed. When I was a little kid, I never dreamed I'd see that.
That high, yeah.
2013. I'm going to turn 50 in the year 2013. I never dreamed I'd see that either. A lot of people when I was young told me I'll never reach that far. Somebody will get me before then.
A little wild upbringing.
2013. Oh, yeah. Wow, it seems like just the other day we were talking about how the world was going to blow up when the, not the Mayans, when all the computers took
Y2K.
Over. Yeah, the year 2000. What are we going to do? Oh my goodness, the computers only have two digits on them. What are we going to do? Didn't do a thing.
Not a thing, no.
Yeah, well... See where we get too hyped up about those things.
2000, 13 years ago, graduating.
Yeah, well, it was a little longer than that for me. So 2012, good year or bad year?
Great year.
Really?
Yeah. Had my baby all and did lots of fun stuff with him and watching him grow up. Celebrated his first birthday.
What a good attitude.
Yeah, it was a good year.
You know, the way I look at it, every year is a good year. Mm-hmm. Sometimes bad things happen. In good years. Mm-hmm. Bad things will happen in everyone's life once in a while. But you know what? The Lord only gave us one life. So as long as you got another year to count toward that, I guess that's a good thing, right?
Can't complain.
So another good year. Very good. Well, we hope 2013 is a good year for you, too, as we get started here and turn the corner once again. Well, we hope we helped you out with some of the information stuff we had for you this week. If not, we at least hope you chuckled a little bit once in a while.
Or paying attention.
We just put to bed our 52nd program of the year.
Wow.
Go figure that, huh?
That's weird.
I figured that out right off the top of my head, too.
You're on top of it today,
Joe. Yeah, we do it once a week. Let's see. Hey, look at how that works out.
Nicely done.
Yeah, well, I do my best work here on... never mind. That's all we have for you this weekend. Hope you have a great weekend and enjoy the safely and in a smart fashion, the New Year's holiday. It's unfortunate we have a holiday for that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's rough.
You know, we have 11 other months that start with the...
You should have one every month.
So why should we have a holiday for it? It's just another month.
Time for travel. You know, you need that day off for time to travel, family and friends.
Yeah. Quiet down there, Jim. We get the day off. That's all I know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, you have a good weekend. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this has been your Anishinaabe Valley.